And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 14th of April, 2011. It was on this day, 2003, the Human Genome Project was completed, the attempt to map out the DNA structure of humans, each molecule of DNA containing two strands of material called nucleotide bases. And the project aimed to map all 3 billion of those pairings and determine all human genes. Scientists discovered that humans have between 25,000 and 30,000 genes, fewer than expected. A roundworm, for example, has 19,000. Yeast, more than 6,000. The project began in 1990, collaboration between scientists in many different countries. It was expected to take 15 years. They actually finished 2 years ahead of schedule. It was on this day, 1939, John Steinbeck's novel The Grapes of Wrath was published, the title suggested by his wife Carol from the battle hymn of the Republic, "Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored." The story of the Jodes, a family of Okie sharecroppers, leave home in Oklahoma for the promise of a better life in California. Steinbeck was inspired to write the book after he was sent on assignment by Fortune magazine to visit the migrant camps in California. He wrote to his agent, "A short trip into the fields where the water is a foot deep in the tents and the children are up on the beds and there is no food and no fire and the county has taken off all of the nurses because the problem is so great that we can't do anything about it, so they do nothing. And we found a boy in jail for a felony because he stole 2 old radiators because his mother was starving to death." He wound up writing the piece for Life magazine, which did not publish it, so Steinbeck started to work on a novel, gave himself a deadline of 100 days, and he stuck to it. Reworked the book over and over, and it was published on this day in 1939. It was a huge bestseller, the best-selling book of 1939. Steinbeck did not expect the book to be popular. He said it was a mean, nasty book, and if I could make it nastier, I would. And it was on this day in 1865, Abraham Lincoln was assassinated at Ford's Theater in Washington watching a comedy called Our American Cousin. The body was carried by train back to Springfield, Illinois, and 7 million people turned out to see it go by. And Walt Whitman wrote his poems about Lincoln's death, "When Lilacs Last in the Dooryard Bloomed," and "O Captain, My Captain." Here's a poem for today by Lee Robinson, "What I Know." What I know for sure is less and less, that a hot bath won't cure loneliness, that bacon is the best bad thing to chew, and what you love may kill you. The odd connection between perfection and foolishness, like the pelican diving for his fish. How silly sex is, how, having it, we glimpse our holiness. What I know is less and less. What I want is more and more. You against me, your ferocious tenderness, love like a star, once small and far, now huge, now near. Poem by Lee Robinson, "What I Know," from the collection Hearsay, published by Fordham University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly Editor's Podcast at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.